Raise your head, Nadan. Nadan heard that peaceful voice come from above her head. It had a depth that sounded like three people speaking at the same time, as if it were echoing inside the listener's own heart. When she raised her head, like the voice told her to, those sapphire eyes were staring right at Nadan's face. In that tense atmosphere, Nadan thought she could feel the sweat running down her back. Nadan tried to say something, but her tongue just wouldn't move right. Tiamat didn't seem angry with her. If anything, it was a soft look on her face.
She's not going to get mad at me? Then why did I get called here? Why is Lady Tiamat looking at me with such gentle eyes?
Those questions sprang to mind one after another, throwing Nadan's heart into disarray.
Lady Tiamat?
When she managed to force just those words out, Tiamat began speaking softly. The furiously moving gear approaches the gear that has come to a stop.
Huh?
Nadan had no idea what had just been said to her. Gears? What was she even talking about? Without any concern for Nadan's confusion, Tiamat continued.
Eventually, the two gears will mesh. The stopped gear will be forced to move, and the gear that spins furiously, as if driven by something, will slow its pace. However, that is nothing to be sad about. It merely means that they will spin at the same pace.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was too abstract for Nadan to make sense of. Had she been called here to hear this? The furiously spinning gear, the stopped gear, the meshing of the two?
Nadan.
Yes.
With Tiamat's eyes fixed straight on her, Nadan stood up straight.
Be prepared. It will soon begin to move.
Prepared? Begin to move? What would exactly?
Lady Tiamat, just what is going to start moving?
Nadan ventured. Tiamat took on the face of an angel delivering a revelation, or a mother watching over her child, and told her,
Your time.